Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen.
Amen.
Through all my years at St. Francis, I have loved using props, as you know. And so for today's sermon, I have three props. The day after I was ordained a priest, I shared with you that when I was growing up as a little girl, I liked playing church, and I used Necco wafers with my stuffed animals. I was in the garage, and I remember setting them out, and I used my mom's silver candy dish that was on a pedestal because to me it looked like a chalice, even though I didn't know that the Necco wafers didn't go in a chalice, they go on a paten. But anyway, that's where I played church. Of course, I had my Betty Crocker kitchen set, but I also played church. A year or so ago, I did a sermon using this chalice. I walked down the aisle, and I talked about how unique we are, and all that we are on the inside isn't always known by others, but God knows it all. And God holds it all. And God holds it especially in a moment like today. And so I finished walking down the aisle, and I had a table here, and I put the chalice on the table, and then I swished it with my alb, and the chalice, in slow motion for all of us, fell on the floor and broke. I remember looking at that and saying, "This is not how this sermon should end. I will pick up the chalice." So I did, and put the pieces back on the table, and spoke from my heart, and everyone said that was the best part of the sermon. So I took the chalice home, and as you can see, I put it back together, and the cracks are very obvious, especially on the inside. Isn't that so true for all of us? We really feel our cracks. Our first reading today was on the seasons of life. Each season is a sandpaper moment. Each season of our lives affects us and makes us who we are. And God holds all of that as we are transformed when we become ever more faithful and available to the grace of God working in any moment. In our response, we were invited to look to the mountains for our strength. And the gospel reveals where our strength is, in Jesus. He's not asleep. He's very present. The apostles woke him up and said, "Don't you care that we're perishing?" Jesus simply looked at the turbulence, the storm, our turbulence, and said, "Peace, be still." Are you still afraid? Don't you have faith? Let us not be afraid of today or tomorrow. We're going forward together in new ways, strengthened in some special, powerful grace that God gives us. And that is Holy Communion, where we receive God. We receive Jesus, who said, "I want to be life for you." The other grace happened when you were baptized. After I was ordained a deacon, I was the chaplain at the Canterbury. It's an older level in society. I didn't think I was going to do any baptisms or weddings, but I knew I would do a lot of memorials. And yet I did do one baptism. And so I, not prepared with what a church normally has for baptisms, namely a silver shell or whatever, took one of my own shells and baptized this older person using this shell. 2 weeks ago, I baptized a parishioner's grandchild, and I began to sense this might be my last baptism in a church. I will use the same shell. Beginnings and endings. And yet in God, it is all now. That is something we can hardly fathom. That in this precious moment, it is God's eternal now. God knows how we're feeling. God knows what we're thinking. God especially knows our feelings. And my feelings, as you know, are based on love. God's love in me is why I have loved you so much. And so I leave you with these props. May you be fed by God now and always. Amen.